If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
It's Wendy Snyder sitting in for John Landecker tonight. And joining us now is Jason Lesnovich, Choose Chicago's Senior Director of Cultural Tourism. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Wendy. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Now, I'll be perfectly honest with you. I had to look up what Choose Chicago was, and basically, your job over there is to promote the city's neighborhoods, cultural attractions, and sporting events through strategic marketing programs. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, we're what's called the destination marketing organization for the city of Chicago, bringing, you know, selling Chicago as a destination, but also, you know, booking business here for conventions and trade shows and meetings at our hotels in McCormick Place.
I love it. I always seem to find out about things after they have already happened. So I am going to, can I subscribe? I know it's choosechicago.com.
Yeah, we have newsletters that we send out to various audiences. You can sign up for our blog where you get all, we mostly publish 2 to 3 blogs a week, including things to do this weekend, things to do this month, free things to do this month. Our website is content rich on everything you can do in Chicago.
I love it. I love it. All right. So St. Patrick's Day, the river, when does the river get dyed green? When does that happen?
Yeah. That'll be 10 a.m. on Saturday, the 15th. If you do want to go down, I definitely suggest you get there a little bit early, maybe even around 8 o'clock. You know, they're going to let you watch along Wacker and the bridges that are closed. And the dying happens between Columbus and State Street, but eventually the whole river, that whole main branch of the river, will be dyed that neon green that is really one of the most iconic celebrations across the world for St. Patrick's Day.
It is so crazy to see it because it is just neon, you're right. And then for days after, it's, you know, we look out our windows here at WGN Radio and that river is still this emerald green. Now, the history of St. Patrick's Day in Chicago goes back more than 175 years. Is that true?
I mean, Chicago has a great tradition of, you know, Irish people settling here. You know, some of the earliest immigrants to Chicago were Irish immigrants. You know, Bridgeport, one of the original neighborhoods that Irish settled. So, you know, we have this long tradition. I couldn't guarantee you exactly on that date, though, Wendy. You caught me there on that exact date, but it sounds familiar.
All right, well,
imagine not.
Here's what I have, and we can learn this together, because, you know, I've lived here my whole life, granted in the suburbs. I grew up in Brookfield, but I've always been in Chicago, and I don't know all this stuff. So Chicago's first Irish parade was held in 1843. The dying of the Chicago River was added in 1962,
and that
became one of Chicago's most famous events. People come down, they watch it happen, and then... All right, maybe you know this, maybe you don't. The South Side has their parade a week early, so it's not competing. But
it will be Sunday.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
16th,
yeah.
One day after this year, yes, in down in Beverly.
And they are very, very different. If you've been to both of them.
Yeah, it's, you know, downtown is kind of the downtown parade on Saturdays, the kind of the, you know, where a lot of people are going to come out, a lot of visitors that are here for the city. The Beverly Parade is much different. It started as like kind of this neighborhood tradition of people just coming out to celebrate. So it has a much different vibe, a much more different neighborhood vibe than the downtown parade.
It's really cool, and it really is cool to see both of them, you know? It really is. All right, so Saturday, March 15th, Chicago St. Patrick's Day Parade. This is the 70th annual. Is this, I would bet this is one of the largest the parades in the country. Who else celebrates? I mean, is that Boston that's way into Irish celebrations as well?
Yeah, Boston. I'm sure New York has a parade.
Yeah.
You know, other people have tried to dye their green, their rivers green as well, but no one does it like Chicago. You know, Chicago is, it really is a destination for St. Patrick's Day. You can see the river, you can go visit a parade. Our bar scene for some of our younger visitors and residents is amazing. You know, we have great traditional Irish bars all throughout our neighborhoods, and the Irish American Heritage Center is going to have a great party on Saturday the 15th with great music. And so there's so many ways to celebrate here in Chicago.
And of course, you can get corned beef and cabbage. I will be making mine this weekend, I think. And wait, I had one question for you. Oh, so there are river cruises on St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah, once the river kind of clears out, once the boats are done dyeing the river and it clears out, the river cruises will start up. So
wow,
it's a great way to get right on the river if you want. So Chicago's First Lady, which is run by the Architecture Center, Shoreline Cruises, City Cruises is also running cruises. Those are like brunch and lunch cruises. And I will say, I just found this out. City Winery on the Riverwalk. The actual Riverwalk will be closed, but they were allowed to open in a couple other vendors just this week for ticketed events. So there might be some tickets there still where you can get right on the river and experience it.
All right. Well, that sounds absolutely great. I did hear Steve Bertrand in his news report earlier saying that the season will open for the architectural tours. And listeners, if you haven't taken one in a while or never, please promise yourself you'll do it this summer. We went a couple of years ago. I'm telling you, it was one of the greatest days we spent downtown.
It is voted one of the best tours in the world year after year, and you learn so much about Chicago, things you know you may not know, how they reverse the flow of the river, but then to see and learn about our architecture, which, you know, we're really put Chicago on the map with our architecture. It's one of our great assets here, known around the world. So you learn so much and get to see so many great buildings, yes.
All right, Jason, I have one more question because as I was flying through this information, the words boozy shamrock shake jumped out at me. So if you're looking for corned beef and cabbage, maybe a perfect pint of Guinness or a boozy shamrock shake, where do I go? What do I do?
I'm going to say Chief O'Neill's for the corned beef and cabbage. It's in Avondale. The boozy shake, you probably want to go up to Wrigleyville. There's a kind of it's called Charms. It's like a pop-up. You know, they have Christmas pop-ups and other pop-ups. Mm-hmm. This is just for New Year's. Or this is just for New Year's. This is just for St. Patrick's Day. It's Charms in Wrigleyville, which has a lot of activity on St. Patrick's Day as well.
Well, a lot to do, and I learned about Choose Chicago as well. I'm going to sign up for your newsletter. Jason Lesnovich is Choose Chicago's Senior Director of Cultural Tourism. What are your plans for St. Patrick's Day weekend?
I live right over by Chief O'Neill's. It's a great place. They do a celebration all day long. I'm going to try to sneak my way in there.
Excellent. They better let you in. All right, Jason, thank you so much. Aaron, go bra.
Thank you.
Have a good one.